Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to You Are Loved.
I've been through struggles like the ones you're having now, but you will find your own way and make it through somehow.
A program to uplift, inspire, and offer spiritual food for the journey. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm so glad that you're listening this morning, today. Maybe you're listening live. Maybe you're listening later by archives. It's such a treat to be with you again. I'm wondering how you're doing this morning. How are you doing in all the snow if you're here on the East Coast where there is just an absolute infinity of snowflakes? Or maybe you're on the West Coast or in the middle of the country. How are you doing on this February morning? I'd love to know. I wish we could sit down and have a cup of tea together. But instead, because we can't, I'm going to share with you what's on my heart, hoping that the message of God's love, by whatever name you call God, even if you don't ever use that word, the divine, the mystery beyond our understanding, great spirit, the higher power, by whatever name you choose to call, that you'll know that you are a beloved child of creation, a beloved child of the universe, that right now, however you're doing, whoever you are, however much you've done or not done, however far you've gone, whatever you've completed or not completed on your path in life, you are loved. And you're loved as much as you ever will be loved. You won't ever be loved anymore. Not when you complete that thing or do better in that day or get better at a certain skill. You'll never, ever be more loved than you are right now. You're being loved totally and completely and unconditionally. And that is awesome. That's the truth I've come to know over the many, many years that I've been studying spirituality and listening to the divine teacher inside of me. And that's the truth I want to share with you. And out of that incredible, awesome truth comes all kinds of practical understandings. And I want to be able to be giving you something really practical every time that you listen to the You Are Loved show, something that you can go and think about and use as you move through your day, because really all the spiritual teachings aren't very useful if they're up in our heads, because for most of us, we aren't up in our heads all day long. We're doing the dishes, we're going to work, we're driving the car, we're having conversations with people, we're having arguments with people, we're dealing with family members, we're dealing with children, whatever the thing is, we need it to be a really practical kernel. And I think this one will be. I want to talk to you about losing things, and I want to talk to you about finding things. In fact, in my really brazen title for this show, I called it How to Find whatever it is that you're looking for. And I really believe there is a way to find whatever it is that you're looking for. So I want to talk about what the things are that we lose. So if we're finding something, we're trying to find something, we've probably lost something else. Sometimes we haven't lost things. Sometimes we're just trying to find an answer. But let's start with this idea that we're looking for something that we've lost. So what are the things that we lose? We lose jewelry. We may lose some clothing. Of course, we lose socks, usually just one. We might lose notes, post-it, sticky notes that have information on them. We can lose books or cards or pens or keys. Who loses their keys a lot, or glasses, you can lose your glasses, bags with things in them, phone numbers get lost all the time, and phones, of course, now that they're so skinny and small, shoes, might lose shoes, probably just one, might lose a schedule, someplace we've written something down, or an address for somebody that we love, those get lost. So those are little things that we lose. What about the really big things we lose with a capital L? Here are some of the really big things when I made a list that we lose. We might lose heart. You ever said that? I lost heart. We might lose faith. I can't think of anyone I know who's walked on a spiritual path with any awareness who hasn't said at one point or many points, I've lost faith. I've lost my faith. I've lost faith in something happening. We might lose hope. That kind of happens on a daily basis, maybe just for a few minutes. We lose hope that something's going to go our way or go right. We lose hope. We lose energy. That's a really big one. I've lost my energy. We lose sleep. And we talk about it that way. I've lost sleep. We lose strength. We can lose courage. We can lose optimism. We can lose our job. We can lose friends. We can lose family. We can lose our ideas or our enthusiasm. We can lose our creativity. And we can lose our connection with spirit or with God. Sometimes we don't even have one and we're looking for one. So maybe you have lost something and you're trying to find it again. Or maybe you're just trying to find something that you've never had, that you imagine if you had that something, it would be that missing key or it would make life better, whatever the case may be. Well, the other day, my daughter lost one of her ballet slippers. Now, she keeps her ballet slippers in the car because she thinks that's the best place for them so that she'll never lose them, and they'll always be right there when she goes in running to ballet class. We're usually running late, and we're running into ballet class. So she keeps them in the car. The car is a very small space, even though it is a minivan, so you can lose something in it. But if it's lost in the car, it's probably still in the car, even though it can get stuck somewhere. So she lost his ballet slipper, and she needed to have it for ballet class and for a ballet recital. So being the firm mother that I am, I said to her, you have to find your ballet slipper. If you don't find your ballet slipper, you can't go to your ballet class, and you can't go to the recital. You're in charge of taking care of your ballet slippers. She's six, so I can say this. She's almost seven. That's your job. You need to look and find your ballet slipper. Well, she proceeded to look the way that all of my children look. When something is missing, they walk around and they look with their eyeballs and they kind of just walk around, look around, looked in the car with their eyes, walked around the living room kind of just in a circle looking and walked around the rest of the house just looking with her eyes. And I said to her, you can't look with just your eyes. You have to look with your hands. When something is missing, you look with your hands. Now go back again and look. If you lost it and it was in the car, it has to be in the car. Go back and look, not just with your eyes, with your hands. Well, what I mean is when you're looking for something, you need to pick things up and look behind things and shift things and pull the pillow away from the couch. You have to really get into it. It has to be a looking activity that takes up your time. So she went round and she did this version of looking. And she still couldn't find her ballet slipper. Now, I have a belief, and this is my belief, that nothing can be lost. I believe that nothing can be lost. So you either agree with me when you hear that, or you say, okay, Sam, that's really crazy. I've lost all kinds of things. Well, there are two ways to think about that. First off, when you're looking for a ballet slipper that's lost in the car, it has to be in the car. And you need to have a strong belief that if you just look enough and you persevere, you're going to find it. The other thing is, well, we might lose something, and we might think that something can't come back. We might lose a friend, or we might lose a family member. They might pass on. And we say, I've lost that person. They're completely gone. Well, is that actually true? We have to really think, is that actually true? Do I have no connection with this person, either through my memories or through present time? Do I not experience them, their wisdom or their touch or their love? Can you really lose something? Ask yourself that. Can I really lose something? We can certainly go through the mourning process of feeling that we have, but can we really? Well, I didn't believe she could lose the ballet slipper. And I really felt that the important thing when you're searching for something is that you persevere and you persist. And I said, we're going to go back to the car and we're going to find that ballet slipper. Well, I had not lost my faith or my hope or my belief. And I went back into the great cavernous, dark, and slightly stinky minivan, determined to find the ballet slipper. And she sits in the back seat, and I went to the back seat and I started to look, not with my eyes, but with my hands. And also with the full knowledge that what was lost could be found. And I moved her seat around and saw something when I moved her seat, a little pink something, just a little edge of a little pink something stuck between the seat and the side of the car where there's this little part that bumps out and holds cups and so forth. You can hold lots of cups in a minivan, lots of really big cups. And so I reached in, and it was hard to get it with my fingers, but I pulled this pink thing out from where it was stuck in. Of course, it was the ballet slipper, and I gave it to her. And then I said, I looked at her, and I said, listen to me, because this is very important. You will always find what you are looking for if you look long enough and you look hard enough and you persevere. Don't ever give up on looking for what you want to find. And it felt very important to me. Maybe she got it, maybe she didn't get it. It felt very important to me to share that message, because I want my daughter, my child, my beloved child, to know that she can find what she's looking for. And I want all of you to know that you can find what you're looking for. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you want to find? Don't lose heart. Or maybe we'll lose heart and lose strength in the process of looking for it, and then get renewed in our strength and our energy to go back and continue to look. Lift up the rock. Look behind the seat. Look under the bed. Keep looking. And if you don't find what you're looking for in the form that you lost it in, keep looking. You'll find it in a different form. Now, in the book of Luke in the Bible, there are stories about God looking for lost things, and they're told in the parables that Jesus teaches. There's the parable of the lost sheep, there's the parable of the lost coin, and there's the parable of the prodigal brother, which probably everybody's heard. I know lots of you don't read the Bible. Some of you read the Bible, some of you don't. But pretty much everyone who's raised in some kind of Christian tradition knows the story of the prodigal son, who is quote-unquote lost and then is found again. Well, before that story in Luke in chapter 15, there's this story about a sheep being lost. And the shepherd continues to look. The shepherd has 100 sheep. Only one is lost. And in the parable, Jesus says, which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep, which was lost. After that, there's a story of a woman who loses a coin, and she searches for it carefully until she finds it. And once she finds it, she calls her friends over and she has a party. I found the coin that I lost. These are supposed to be parables for how God feels about us when we're lost to God. Think about the diligence with which you look for something that you really, really need, say your keys. You have to go, you're in a hurry, you've lost your keys, you're searching, you're frantic, you must find them. Think about the determination and perseverance and the faith that I had about the ballet slipper. I'm going to find it no matter what. Well, the divine, the beloved, that connection that we have with spirit and the universe is seeking us in that way with absolute persistence and determination, seeking us so that we can have that experience of being found, being connected, being loved and beloved, being cherished, being treasured. You know, it's happening to us. Maybe it's not going to happen as fast as we'd like it to, but it's absolutely happening to us. God is reaching out and loving us in that way. But also that quality that God has in terms of perseverance in searching and finding is also the quality that we possess, because we are made in the image and the likeness of the Great Spirit. And so we possess that same quality to continue to persevere until we find what we've lost, until we find what we're looking for, until we find the thing that we're missing. And I want to encourage you to have strength and to have energy and to have enthusiasm to continue to look. But at the root of all of that, to have the sense of faith that nothing can be lost. Nothing can be lost that can't be found. I hope as you go through your day today, whatever you lose, whether it's a little thing like a sock or a big thing like your optimism or your job or a little thing like your shoes or a big thing like your sense of being connected to God, that you'll be buoyed up in your spirit with the sense that it cannot be lost. It's just a matter of moving and looking with our eyes and with our hands until we uncover that. The work of our lives in our hands is to uncover those things that we've lost and to find again that sense of being connected and rooted and grounded in love. I'd like you to go over to ReverendSamWild.com. If you haven't already, I have all kinds of things on that site, but my book, Strange Gifts, is there. People have been asking about that book. There are still copies available. They're only $10. That's the only place to order them. And please do share this radio podcast. Share it with people you know. You can share it on Facebook when I put it up there. You can share it by giving somebody an email with the link. Share the email that I send you. And if you want to be on my email list, send me your email by writing to sam@samanthawild.com. Sam at com. I want to be able to inspire you and serve you in the role of ministry. Most of the people who are listening don't have a lot of places that they're going to get spiritual inspiration and education, and it would be wonderful if we could spread that to people who are without, as many, many of us are. We're not inside of a church or a synagogue or a denomination or a tradition, yet we're still hungry and wanting to stay connected and rooted and inspired. So connect with me, sam@samanthawild.com, to get on that email list. Go ahead and get my book, reverendsamwild.com. You can get the copy of Strange Gifts. And don't forget to follow me on Blog Talk Radio if you haven't done that. I know that there's a big barrier because you have to get a name and probably a login thing. But once you've done that one time, then you'll get all the updates when the show is ready to come on. So I want you to know on this snowy, cold day that the love of God is so strong and so powerful that it's resting with you, inside of you, and around you right now. It's not too cold for that kind of warmth to be present for us. And that whatever you're looking for in your heart, whatever you may have lost, whatever you may be grieving over having lost, that you will find it. Have faith that you will find it in small ways, in big ways, in the same form or in new forms. I'm believing with you and for you and along with you that you will find what it is you are seeking. This is Reverend Sam Wild, and I want you to know that just as you are, without changing in any way, you are loved. I hope you have a love-filled day, and I will talk to you again next week.